Hello everyone, I'm Mansi Kapoor, a professional organizer, and welcome to our podcast, Tiny Hands and Big Habits, teaching kids to tidy up with joy. I'm so glad you've joined me today because we're going to talk about how early exposure to decluttering can help children build mindful, responsible habits, all without turning cleanup into a dreaded chore. Imagine a typical scene. Your little one has just spent 20 minutes building a vibrant block tower, then run off to something else, leaving blocks scattered across the floor. You look at the mess and feel the tug. I'll pick this up later, you tell yourself. But what if instead of you doing all the picking up, your toddler is a part of that process and even enjoys it? Here's the good news. Children absolutely can learn tidying habits, and when we start young, we're planting seeds for lifelong skills, awareness of space, responsibility, and even mindfulness. Research shows that children who live in a more chaotic, less orderly homes tend to face more challenges with self-regulation, language development, and behavior. One article even notes that disorganization, not lack of space, causes 80% of household clutter. So how do we do this? How do we turn tidy up into something joyful, meaningful, and age-appropriate? Let's walk through three actionable mini-steps with examples that you can use today. First, make it playful and partner-based. Instead of saying, go tidy your room, you might say, let's count how many red blocks we can load into the box. Ready? You're not just handing a chore to your child, you're doing it together. Even toddlers can help dump toys into a container or sort by size or color. According to one source, children as young as 9 months can start observing you placing items into boxes and learning from those early routines. Example, after a snack time, the two-year-old and you sing a short cleanup song. You each grab 3 items, place them in the basket, and then cheer. That tiny ritual becomes the we do it together more. Second, create clearly defined homes for items. When everything has a place, it becomes easier for children to participate. The blocks go in the blue bin, the storybooks on the low shelf, the stuffed animals in the hammock. One practical tip, keep containers open and visible for your younger children, so they see the home and they can access it. Example, a 4-year-old knows that all the crayons go in the little yellow box at the bottom of the shelf. After drawing, you invite them. Let's tuck the crayons back into the yellow box. You choose 5, I'll choose 5. They pick, place, and you give a high five. Over time, the brain associates crayon used into crayons returned. Thirdly, frame it as a habit and not a punishment. We want the kids to think, I tidy so that I can play again, rather than I tidy because I'll get told off. That mindset shift is gold. And here's a neat stat. When kids are part of routine organization, it boosts their sense of agency and responsibility. For example, the 2022 study on child routines showed that how consistent habits mediate positive outcomes in school readiness. Example, at the end of the day, you set a gentle timer for 2 minutes. Let's see how many dolls we can collect and return to their shelf before the timer tinks. You smile, the child smiles, you both work. After the timer dings, you both sit, maybe read a book or chat about the day. The cleanup was part of the flow, not the end of the world. Now I want to share a quick story. I worked with a family whose 5-year-old refused to tidy anything. Every toy was a battlefield. Together with the parents, we set up 3 boxes labeled by color, red, blue, and green. The child helped pick up a magic box each day. Monday was red box, Tuesday was blue box. At the end of play, the child would pick 5 items to go in the current box. It became a game. In a month, the parents told me, she now asks every day, which box today, let's tidy. That jump from resistance to willing helper came because the child had ownership, clarity, and fun. And before we wrap up, here are a few quick tips to take away. Keep sessions short, especially the younger child, the shorter the attention span. 5 minutes is plenty to start with. Next, celebrate the effort, not perfection. If one block stays out, that's fine. Highlight what they did rather than what's missing. Lead by example. Kids watch us. If you're calm and clear, when you straighten your own things, they'll absorb that vibe. Rotate gently. Instead of you must donate 5 toys, try. Which 2 toys haven't you played with lately? Would you like to find a new home for them so you can get space for something you love more? And lastly, link to bigger life skills. Say when you put away your blocks, you'll find them faster tomorrow. Or when you know where your books go, you can choose what you'll read next without searching. Thank you for spending this time with me. If you'd like more practical tips, check out Here's to Tiny Hands and The Big Habits They're Building. Thank you.